this is another Americanism that's coming over here, and I'm not happy. Don't get me wrong. I've been to America 5 times, loved it. The service industry are lovely to you. They treat you. They can't do enough for you, basically, because a lot of them need your tips, and I haven't got a problem with that. And I wish some of their niceness could come over here to some of our, you know, people in the shops. They sit there with a deadpan face, can't say much to you at all, but that's another subject. No, but I just think this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, I was brought up with good manners, Annie,
yes.
Like you're trying to instill in your son at 15. You know, if a gentleman holds a door for me, or anyone holds a door for me, I'm delighted, and I will do the same. And if I happen to be on a bus, and there's a lot on, and there was an elderly person came on, and there was no other seat, I would stand up. Do you know what I mean?
Because it's interesting, because this, and you're not alone in this. I'm getting comments on this, but I'm just reading from the article, which is in the Telegraph today, if anybody wants to read more about it.
Oh,
but they
right,
say,
yeah.
They go on to say that even men who think they're expressing affection might be guilty. The scientist said calling a woman a chick, showering her with unwanted affection, or saying that you can't live without her could also be sexist.
Oh, a load of nonsense. Listen, Annie, I've been on my own now the last 4 years.
Yeah.
If I have a puncture, I have to deal with it or get the AA out, you know, which is nearly always a man. About the only man I get in my life type of thing. But, no, you have to do things, and it doesn't make it any different. But if someone offers to offer you a seat or open a door or whatever, then that's just being pure good manners, isn't it?
Well, I think so. What does get me, actually, is when I open the door for somebody, main store, you know what I'm going to say.
Yes, and
you stand there and they're, the whole flipping store comes in and out.
You think you've got a new job, don't you?
And you feel like putting your hand out. Come on.
I do. I say, hey, I'm not here for everybody, you know. I do. I'll let her. And do you know what else annoys me?
Go on, then.
And, you know, if you're waiting to get out into a road, especially a mainstream road.
Yeah.
You can sit there and everybody will go by and they could have let you out. And the one person who normally does let you out is another woman.
Mm.
And I'm not being sexist when I'm saying that. I'm being truthful because that's how it always happens for me. But the amount of times I will call somebody out and then everybody come and I thought, no, I won't let them. I'll just go, hang on, pal. I'll put my hand up like a policeman. Whoa. You know, I'll let, if everybody let one out at a time, everything would flow more smoothly.
All right. Do you feel better now, Diane?
Well, I do. I've got that off my system.
Good.
I mean, I could have said a lot more, but, you know, I don't want the show to go off air because I enjoy this show. And I've had a few contretemps with Bob over the time, you know, because different things. But, no, you keep up the good work, mate, and I love you on your show. You're brilliant.
Diane,
Annie Osum, long may you reign.